An agronomist at the University of Ghana, Suda Edmund Amati, has also called on government not to sign into genetically modified seeds. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Amati said these seeds are not economically viable and medically unwholesome. According to him, a professor from Switzerland Research Institute has proven that the rise of cancer and tumor in recent times is due to the use of genetically modified seeds.
I would say Ghana should not adopt to the GMO seeds, because there have been research that has proved to us that the GMO foods or seeds are not economically viable. Why? Because when you buy these GM seeds and you produce for once, you will not get seeds again to produce or to hand over to a new starter farmer to start his farm. Unless that farmer goes to the source, the producer of these seeds, to purchase these seeds to start his or her farm. And the seeds are very expensive. And if we are encouraging people to go into agriculture production, especially into this crop production, then the farmers are not going to raise that money to buy the seeds. And also, the seeds that are very expensive will even take almost 40% of your production cost for you to start a farm. And in our economy, we cannot stand that type of agricultural policy. Also, these GMCs, when you are producing them, you have health implications. Cancer, tumors, that, for instance, now we have breast cancer on the rise. And there's one professor, Prof. Seralini, from a French researcher, who came up that the GM foods or seed foods that they produce is one of the reasons that is why we are having cancer.
That was an agronomist at the University of Ghana, Suda Edmund Amati.